major new study into murder within families is published today. We'll speak to a woman who faced that nightmare after this break.
The Lotto jackpot is an estimated 10 million euro. Play responsibly in store, in app, or at lottery.ie. The National Lottery. It could be you.
Coming up this morning on The Ryan Tuberty Show, Oliver Callan will be talking chess and American football. Join him from nine.
They have campaigned for many years to have laws changed, to have new support services put in place, to maybe have a better way of maybe preventing their loved ones from being murdered. Their persistence led to a major study into familicide and violent domestic deaths. It's being published today and it contains over 200 recommendations. It found that an average of four women in Ireland died every year between 2014 and 2019, and that over the first two decades of this century, there was no year without a family death due to family violence. It found that women represented a majority of the adult victims of family violence, and that among the children victims, there were more boys murdered than girls. The average age of child victims was six, with a third not having reached school-going age. It also found that the perpetrators of family violence were predominantly male at 87%. One of the main recommendations was the setting up of a national database for reporting deaths, as well as better sharing of information between state agencies. We are joined this morning by Una Butler. Una, who is from Cork, went through the nightmare of her husband John murdering their two little girls, Zoe, who was six, and Ella, who was two, on November the 16th, 2010. He then took his own life by crashing his car less than 2 hours later. Una, thanks for joining us. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Audrey.
Una, you had a very specific goal in your attempt to change the law. You wanted the Mental Health Act changed. Will you tell us what you wanted specifically introduced?
Okay, because my husband suffered with his mental health. I wanted family to be involved in the treatment of my husband, for example, without breaking patient confidentiality. The way the medical professionals would have had a greater insight into his behaviours at home. Like, why treat him as if he was living in isolation when he wasn't? So family involvement was one of my... I've been campaigning for years for this to be the Mental Health Act 2001 to be amended. So I believed that this study was my platform to raise this issue. And unfortunately, like, there are many great recommendations in the report in the aftermath of such awful, horrific tragedies, but mental health, family involvement is nowhere to be seen, the recommendation I would have liked to have in there.
And how do you feel about that?
I'm absolutely disgusted. I'm so sad. I'm raged. Like, since 2000, I had to compile my own statistics. And 53 children have been murdered by a parent, specifically in the Republic of Ireland since 2000. And there were 37 cases. And of those 37 parents, over half of them had had previous contact with psychiatric services or were in contact with the psychiatric services at the time. So I just believe... And from according to the report itself, it's nowhere to be seen. Like, there is mental health factor of a parent, and especially when children are living with them, is a major factor according to the statistics I've compiled.
And Una, how would you have envisaged you getting involved in the treatment of John, you having conversations with his doctors?
Well, it wouldn't really even have to be a doctor. It could have been a kind of a person that would come and hear my side of the story, rather than rely solely on what one parent is telling them. At least just listen to the other person and find out how best to support them and be educated on the illness, but also that the health professionals will treat the patient accordingly and not rely solely on what the patient is telling them.
But what is currently preventing someone from talking to the doctor or someone else about their life with someone who has mental illness? Does that doctor have a duty to tell the patient?
Well, a patient confidentiality, obviously patient confidentiality, but...
But that doesn't preclude someone like you, for example, talking about your experience of living with John.
It doesn't preclude. No, but I don't believe that I was involved. I should. I'm saying I should have been involved in his treatment. I believe he was treated in isolation as if he was living alone. But I believe that it would help to prevent further tragedies from happening, and especially for the welfare of children. When somebody is suffering with their mental health and living under the same roof as children, that the whole environment should be taken into account and not just rely solely on the patient's what they have to say.
Yeah. And as you say, John had a mental illness. Did you know he was seeking help?
I did know he was seeking help, yes. But I felt discluded from his treatment.
Yeah. And what was he like to live with during that time?
It was very difficult living with John. He wasn't, you know, I suppose he wasn't he was suffering with depression, but he wasn't bad all the time. He was a good father. But I believe that from my own experience, that the health professionals would have gained a greater insight into his behaviours rather than solely believe in what he was going to tell him. And I do believe that he pulled the wool over their eyes, you know.
In the years since, have you been able to find out anything more about his treatment, find out why he was depressed, anything like that?
I didn't find out exactly. I got all his notes. I never found out why he was depressed. Initially, he had suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder following an accident, but I don't think that he ever recovered from that. And that was about, it was nearly 10 years before that, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think the downturn of the economy, financial maybe worries, which were unnecessary at the time. But I don't know why he was depressed, no.
But nothing in his behaviour up until that point, that awful day, would have led you to even think, even contemplate that he was capable of what he did. Hello, Una. I think we've just lost the line there to Una. Apologies for that.
In November.
Sorry, Una. You dropped out for a moment. I do apologise. We didn't hear your answer to that question. I was wondering, so at no point leading up to that terrible day, would you have even contemplated he was capable of doing that?
Leading up to that day, I never contemplated. No, I didn't believe he would have done that. But I do believe, looking back in hindsight, that there was avenues that would have helped to prevent. He might have been treated differently had the health professionals known his behaviours. My children would be alive today had I been involved in his treatment.
Una, this report, it's a very big comprehensive report. There are 200 recommendations plus in it, and and there are so many issues included in it, a lot around a lack of support from state agencies, etc. And after your children and your husband died, you continued getting letters, didn't you, about appointments and other things relating to them?
Yes, well, I received a letter, you know, calling John for jury service. I got a letter asking me why I didn't pick up my children's allowance. I got hospital appointments for Zoe. And obviously, that's great that there's a recommendation going to come out in this report. There are many great recommendations, and hopefully that will alert all departments or state agencies, you know, not to be issuing these letters.
And are you still going to be involved then as this report moves into the next stage of implementation or whatever comes as a result of its publication?
Well, Minister Harris has mentioned that there'll be a family representative group, but I suppose I'm really cross and upset that my issues aren't in this report. This was a study on familicide and domestic and family violence debt reviews, and I believed that this was my platform. You know, this is it. This is my final call to have changes made. And I'm so disgusted that it's not in the report, you know.
Well, Una, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. Una Butler joining us live from Cork. And if you've been affected by anything you heard in our discussion there, there is help available on the rte.ie/helplines. You can log on there, and there's a range of services available. It's